Pirate Adventure by Living, Loving, Laughing, brought to you by ClaireWade.com. You're standing on a wooden dock, looking out to sea. In the distance, you can see a small white dot that seems to be moving towards you. You strain your eyes, trying to focus on the approaching object, and eventually you can make out that the white shape is actually sails that are carrying a ship closer and closer towards the shore. The nearer it gets, the more details you can make out, from the tall masts that support the billowing sails to the ship's rigging, strung up like a giant spider's web. At the very top of the tallest mast, you see something that sends a shiver down your spine. Flying proudly in the wind is a black flag, and the ship is close enough for you to see the white skull and crossbones printed on it. This isn't just any ship, it's a pirate ship, and it's heading straight towards you. You swallow hard and turn to look around you. Are you in danger? Should you run, try and find somewhere to hide? You consider your options, but realise it's too late. You can see the men on the deck, and they can clearly see you, because they're waving. Someone shouts something, and it sounds like, "Ahoy there!" You don't think it sounded unfriendly, but then again, these are pirates. How can you really tell? They're sailing closer and closer towards you, and you can see the planks of the hull and the small round windows along its side. At least you thought they were windows, but looking closer, you can see that round brass openings protrude from each hole, and you realise they're cannons. Running would definitely be pointless, even if you wanted to. But curiosity keeps you rooted to the spot, and you watch as the ship sails gracefully in to come alongside the dock. A small boy leaps from the ship, landing lightly beside you. He gives you a grin and sets about tying the boat up. You watch as he makes quick knots and twists, wrapping ropes around metal loops set into the wooden boards. There is a lot of commotion on the ship. Men are calling to each other, throwing ropes to the boy, and then they begin to lower a large wooden plank down from one side of the boat, resting it on the dock. You take a step backwards as you see a tall man, resplendent in fine red coat and a fancy tricorn hat. He walks down the gangplank and comes to stand in front of you. He sweeps off his hat with a flourish and bows to you. You can't help staring at him, and his broad grin begins to slip. You see a dark look behind his bonhomie. There's a flash of steel at his belt, and your eyes glance towards a long, ornate sword that hangs at his waist. You quickly bow and see that his smile has returned. "Welcome, welcome," he says. "I'm Goldthorn, Captain of the Prosperity. I'm delighted to make your acquaintance. We have been searching for you this many a year. You have led us a merry dance across the high seas, but now we have found you, our quest can begin." You stare at Captain Goldthorn, unsure of what you should say and very aware of the sharp sword. You decide smiling and nodding seems a safe bet. "Come, it's time to board the Prosperity," he says, taking your arm and leading you up the plank. At least he's not pushing you off it, for now. You follow him up the rickety planks and step onto the large open deck of the Prosperity. You see a large crew of men who are moving round the boat, coiling ropes and generally getting ready to set sail. They pause to stare at you as Goldthorn leads you past, but they quickly get back to business when Goldthorn glares at them. He takes you up a flight of wooden steps to a raised platform at the stern of the boat and stands with his hands resting on the giant wheel. A flutter of red makes you start, and you step back in surprise as a parrot swoops in and lands on Goldthorn's shoulder. "This is Bounty," Goldthorn tells you, stroking the bird's feathered head. "He travels everywhere with us." Bounty snaps his beak at you, and any thought of touching him vanishes. You expect him to start saying things like "pieces of eight," but he remains silent, staring at you with his black, beady eyes. The parrot is clearly as scary as the pirate. "Make ready the ship," Goldthorn suddenly bellows, making you jump. The level of activity picks up apace as the sailors dart around the boat. Within minutes, they're casting off from the dock, and the sails fill with air, carrying you out onto the open water. The boat rocks up and down, and you readjust your balance, hoping to find your sea legs. Fixing your gaze on the horizon, you stare at one point on the vast blue ocean. The sense of rocking up and down starts to fade. "You do have the map," Goldthorn asks you, interrupting your thoughts. You stare at him in confusion, and then over his shoulder to the dock, now just a tiny spot in the distance. You say, and make a show of searching your pockets, trying to buy time. Come now, let me see it, he says. You feel yourself beginning to panic, and then your fingers brush against a rough piece of paper. You draw out a faded brown square of parchment and pass it to Goldthorn, who is now grinning with delight, his eyes sparkling as he hungrily grabs the paper from you and unfolds it. You discreetly try to peep over his shoulder to see what it is you've just given him. You can make out dark ink lines. They trace out a rough shape, and there are small drawings all across the paper, with one large black cross that jumps out at you. It's a treasure map. No wonder Goldthorn was eager to find you. Your adventure is only just beginning. Ah, Goldthorn says, we need to make our way east. This is Pearl Island. It's a few hours sailing, so you should make yourself comfortable. While you're here, you may have full use of my private cabin, but don't touch anything. I know exactly how much gold I have. The last passenger we had lost a hand, and I wouldn't want anything like that to happen to you. You swallow, and he bursts out laughing. Some of the nearby crew join in. Was he joking? You hope so, but you're not sure, and you definitely don't want to find out. Jim will show you around, he says, once his roaring laughter fades away. He beckons to the young boy who greeted you on the dock. Jim hurries over, and you follow him back down onto the deck, eager to get away from Goldthorn. He takes you through a large wooden door into the captain's cabin. As you step inside the dim, candlelit room, you instantly understand the captain's warning. On every surface, the desk, table, even the floor, are piles of doubloons, gold bars, and precious gems. They sparkle in the light and look so inviting you'd love to pick them up and examine them. But with Goldthorn's threat still ringing in your ears, you tuck your hands safely away in your pockets. Don't mind the captain, Jim says. He's fierce, but fair. Do right by him and he'll do right by you. You feel a little better and start to relax as Jim walks to the table and picks up a jug. He fills a glass for you, and you wonder if it's going to be rum, but are surprised when it's just water he hands you. Help yourself to something to eat, Jim says, gesturing to the table of food. If there's anything else you need, just give me a shout. From the bellowing voices of the pirates on deck, you imagine he does literally mean shout. He nods to you and disappears back through the door, leaving you all alone. You feel a bit hesitant to even move, but soon curiosity gets the better of you, and you begin to wander around the cabin, stopping by the open treasure chest to gaze at the sparkling riches inside. Goldthorn obviously has some experience of treasure hunting and is clearly very successful. You walk across to the black flag hanging on the wall. You start to examine it, but then decide it's better to ignore the suspicious-looking red stains on it. Instead, you look at the large wooden globe standing beneath it. You trace your finger across the smooth surface, moving over the different shapes of wood that mark out each country. You search for familiar locations and wonder where on the globe you are right now. The ship lurches. It must have gone over a big wave, and you decide that sitting down for a while might be a good idea. You can use one of the two plush red velvet chairs either side of the globe, or lie down on the luxurious-looking canopied four-poster bed. You make yourself comfortable and wait for someone to come and get you. You enjoy the peace and relaxation, but you're eventually disturbed by a shout of, "Land ahoy!" Getting up, you make your way out onto the deck. Looking up into the rigging at the top of the mast, you see that Jim is in the crow's nest. He's pointing to a spot in the distance. You hurry over to the side of the boat, and clutching the rail, you peer out towards the horizon. You can make out a mass of green land that's getting bigger. The ship sails through a large wave, and a fine spray of seawater splashes you, but all you can concentrate on is the island that's getting nearer and nearer. Is this Pearl Island? From the buzz of excitement among the pirates, you guess it must be, and you do your best to keep out of their way as they sail the boat towards your destination. Goldthorn is standing at the helm, hands holding tightly to the wheel. He's bellowing orders to the crew, and you can see a glint of excitement in his eye.